You ready with the order? Okay, we'll call a meeting to order, the regular meeting, the Oroville Sewage Commission for November 2024. Here we have a roll call.
Yes. Commissioner Salvucci.
Here.
Commissioner Masalato.
Here.
Commissioner Pittman.
Here.
Commissioner Thompson, not here yet. Commissioner Coach.
Here.
Commissioner Clark.
Here.
Salute to the flag, Rick, will you lead us, please?
Stand.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Acknowledgement of visitors. Do we have your name so we just get it for the record?
Good evening, Commissioners V.J. Kumar, K-U-M-A-R, from Jacobs.
Thank you, welcome.
Thank you.
Item number five, the board meeting minutes. Any questions, comments, motions?
I'll make a motion that we approve the meeting minutes of October 22nd, 2024.
I'll second that.
All right, it's been second, motion and seconded. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes. Number six, employee safety meeting minutes of November 5, 2024.
Yes, Mr. Chair, we included those in your packet. If there's any questions of those, we can answer that now.
Any questions?
No.
Do we have acceptance by consensus?
I'll make a motion that we accept the second meeting minutes of November 5, 2024.
I second that.
Motion and second. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. So carried. Number seven, authorization of warrants. Glenn and I went through the warrants yesterday?
Yes.
Yeah. Time flies when we're having fun here. And all seemed to be in order, and we had a total expenditure of $338,319.70. Any questions on the payments or warrants?
I have a question.
Sure.
My question is just that when we do meet with Glenn and we go over the amounts, do we have to read the numbers, the check numbers, or do we just have to give the total?
Generally, you read the last three on the check number and then the total. That way I can make sure they match.
No, well, means that when we present it right now.
Yeah.
Oh, gotcha, gotcha.
Normally, we would.
Generally, you guys do. Generally, you say check numbers 338 through 3,094, or you know, and then the other check numbers in electronic transfers.
But you don't have to.
You don't have to.
I think officially, you just need to have the total, and you guys need to okay it.
Just curious.
Because we're agreeing to the amount, and that's what we'll sign this paper agreeing that the amount is correct and everything.
Yeah.
With the check numbers on it.
I always felt like it was just a little much, so.
It's a mouthful.
Well, we'll go this way. Yeah. We're going to agree to all the check numbers as presented in the agenda.
There you go.
Yeah,
there you go.
Great. I second that.
Yeah.
Commissioner
all those in
Thompson
favor of approval of warrants, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. So carry. Welcome, Scott.
Yeah,
certainly. All right, we're just up to item number eight.
Wow.
You gonna skate it out?
We're good.
Fiscal reports.
Yes, Mr. Chair. So it was brought to my attention by Commissioner Coach that we did have a typo, an error. So just we fixed it. So your packet, there's a new bank reconciliation sheet for the Golden Valley Bank one. We had a fiscal year ended in June 24, which is incorrect. The fiscal year ends in June 25. So we made that correction, so that piece of paper should be there, and that's accurate. And then other than that, if there's any questions, I can answer them now.
Any questions, any board members?
No.
Then I'll entertain a motion to approve. Or no, it's information. Sorry.
Yep.
Information order as received. We're going to move up item number 12 right now, if we may, which you'll flip your page. So item number 12 is awarding the construction management contract for phase one of the upgrade project.
Yes, Mr. Chairman. So we have, we're supposed to have representatives from Coleman Engineering here as well.
Not Coleman.
Ms. Sandbell, I'm sorry. Sandbell Engineering as well. I don't know if they got caught in the weather or what, they're not here. We do have VJ here from Jacobs. Our plan was kind of to give him about 5 minutes to say, each of them 5 minutes to say why the board should choose them. And then I'll give you guys my take on it after they've gone. Considering that Sandbell's not here, I guess VJ will go first.
No, I don't mind waiting.
No, that's right. No, go ahead.
You're ready.
VJ. Welcome, VJ.
Okay, thank you. Good evening, commissioners. Thank you for letting me come here and explain our qualifications for the phase one wastewater plant upgrade. I've been with Jacobs for 35 years. What I love about working with long-term clients like you folks, because we have done the 1974 plant, we consider partnering with your staff and providing the best service, whether it's design, construction management, and also some of you may not know, we also operate about 100 wastewater plants in the United States. So we bring all those experience together to your project. In this case, you have kind of a decision to make whether you want to select Jacobs as the construction manager, because we did design the project. But what I want to assure you is why you should select us is for three reasons. One is efficiency. As you know, this is a fairly large project recently you have taken. You're going to hire a contractor, and the contractor is going to give you a lot of documents as part of the project. It has to go through construction manager, and then construction manager sends it to the owner as well as to the engineer, and then engineers review it, make sure that it consistent with the contract documents, sends it back to the construction manager, and they give it back to the contractor. So there is a lot of paperwork involved. What we are proposing is, if you hire Jacobs, the contractors will send directly to Jacobs, and then there's one, what we call SharePoint site, that the contractor would have access, the owner, you folks have access. Just one system manages all this paperwork. It's much more efficient. And also, we bring this plant knowledge that your plant is quite complicated, so we bring that expertise. So this is where the efficiency comes into picture. Number two, although we are designers, we have a separate independent construction management team. They are the one who is going to help you with the construction management. We generally maintain a firewall between our design group and the construction management in terms of how they interact. And your construction manager is 100% dedicated to your project. Honestly, they hold us, the designers, at a higher standard than any other construction manager I have seen. I have been working with them for almost now 30 years. So I can assure you, you will get a fresh perspective and independent construction management team. The third one is the cost effectiveness. How do we do that? Again, you might think we are a big firm, but let me tell you, because of the opportunities we have with clients like you folks, we can bring the staff at a part-time level in the beginning of the project. In the beginning of the project, contractor is marking things, digging a hole, so we don't need to have two people sitting all day. So since we have so many projects around in this area, we send only a few hours for your project, and that person will go and do other projects. So that's where we bring our cost pretty low to your project. And I came from a small company before joined Jacobs, 20 people. And I know exactly the challenges with a small company. Once you have a person, that person is dedicated because it's hard to find jobs for the other. Whereas we don't have that problem. We can basically reduce our cost as much as possible. And what I've seen is our costs are 50 to 100,000 lower than the other firms in this range of 7 to 14 million dollar projects, because of the number of projects we have around your plant, so that we can share our resources. And the last thing is, where it's extremely important for our team to assist the commission is startup. Because contractor builds it, when you start up, sometimes there will be some challenges. So that's where we bring your expertise to help you solve startup issues. So, and then we, as the designers, we spend a lot of time in the field with our staff. Just don't look at me, look at my shoes. This Ashun has seen about 12 wastewater plants. So what I'm appealing is we have basically helped our clients in both the designer and construction manager role with seamless integration. And then our commitment to you is, especially people like Glenn and Micah who has to operate the plant, we look at them in the eye and say, yes, we are going to give you a plant which is going to work correctly for the first time and meet the NPDES permit requirements. So our qualifications and our commitment to you, that's one reason why you should choose us as the construction manager for your project. And I'll be happy to answer any questions you have.
Board have any questions?
I don't.
No. Thank you for your time.
BJ, thank you.
Thank you, BJ.
Yeah. Oh, gentlemen.
So this is Chad Coleman and Cody Tom. They're from Sandbell Engineering.
Welcome.
Thank you. Something to look at. That way. Just a little summary of what we what you saw in our proposal. If you saw it, we weren't sure if you had seen them.
They didn't see their proposal.
Okay, well,
yeah.
Good. But I'm glad you have this. Everybody got one. So I'm just gonna introduce us and say we're from Sandbell. I'll be the principal in charge. I'm Chad Coleman, as Glenn said. Cody Tom is going to be the project manager, as he was on the previous project, and have every confidence in him. And so I'm going to let him do most of the talking.
Sorry we're late. You know, we want to make this nice and simple for you guys. And it's nice to meet you guys. I don't think I've ever met you guys other than I think we had like a Christmas or a party.
Yep, at the Christmas party.
Yeah, the Christmas party. I think you guys were at the Christmas party. I was able to actually meet you guys. But you know, I got to see a lot of these guys a lot, you know, throughout the course of the previous project. Starting at the top of the list on this handout that we've given you, third party construction management services. We believe that SCORE sees the benefit to what a third-party construction management services brings to a project, and that was evident on the last project. You know, this equation that we came up with, you know, good design by Jacobs, maybe, you know, a few minor things that had to get tweaked during design, we completely handled that. As we were the CM on the project, but nothing bad against Jacobs. You know, they did a great design. We felt like you guys, they did exactly what you guys needed them to do. Plus good CM by us, you know, with those field adjustments that we made, it equaled a great outcome for SCORE, as evident to that pump station you guys have out there now. So we believe that that's a great equation for success and continued success here at SCORE. The next item that we want to bring across is cost effectiveness. We demonstrated the ability to be on site for the last project, but without having to bill to SCORE all the time. We were able to work on other projects here whenever we weren't able, and we can do the exact same thing for this project. We were able to, whenever we weren't needed, you know, we were needed a lot during the course of the last project. But this project, we can be, you know, on site whenever, however, but we also have the ability to, you know, work on other things while we're here, so we're not completely building towards the SCORE project, and you guys can feel safe in knowing that we're not just sitting on this project, or, you know, all the time, because we do have a lot of work that, and but this project will be a very important project to us. Next bullet point, right? This is right within our range of experience. You know, this would be considered our bread and butter. We would consider this our most important, one of our most important projects that we handle. This is the right size for us. This is the right. This is a very typical project that we handle. Projects on water treatment plants, clarifiers, and that sort of thing. We're very familiar with this sort of project, so this is right within our wheelhouse. And then we would consider ourselves the local firm. You know, as evident on the last project, we were here daily. We believe that we can do the same thing for this project. We can be here at the, you know, pick up the phone, we'll be here. We know this area very well. We're very familiar with coming through here all the time. We believe to be the local firm and we provide that closeness to SCORE. And then approved communications with the contractor. One thing that was brought up that by Glenn and Micah from the last project was there were some issues with having to make a lot of decisions on their end without having to consult us. And we want to jump in front of that. We want to take the initiative in making sure that we are there to daily check with the contractor. We plan to call him every day or meet with him every day if we're on site, or call him if we're not on site. Make sure we know what they're doing, what their schedule is, what they plan to get done that day. And we want to make sure that all decisions that need to be made are vetted through us. You know, we don't want to take SCORE out of the whole decision-making process, but we want to make sure that that all decisions are vetted through us, so that SCORE isn't in a position to, you know, making it, they're not forced into a position where they're making decisions on their own. And that's why you're paying us. You're paying us to make those hard decisions and make those engineering type of decisions that. And now we're not saying that you guys aren't a part of the decision-making process. We will absolutely, we definitely want SCORE to be a part of the decision-making process, but we want to be there and we want to vet those decisions before they get to your desk. And we believe that we, you know, those issues that were present for the previous project will be addressed for this project, so. And then, yeah, we don't want to dissuade any communication between the contractor and SCORE. You know, if there's problems with like moving like a truck out here, or maybe they want to stage, they move their staging area here and there, like that's fine. We don't want to dissuade any communications between SCORE and the contractor. We absolutely encourage communication between you and the contractor. That's they're contracted through you, so those kind of conversations can happen. So, looking at our organization chart, you know, this is the real team. We provided, you know, success on the previous project with this team, and this is a proven team. We are the low risk option for SCORE. We are tried and true, tried and proven. And the same people on this team that you see here were the same people from the team last time. And that familiarity with SCORE is a benefit. We understand the value of a dollar. We understand that funding is set and that every dollar matters, especially because we are, this is you know, a very important project to us, and we will make sure that you know, it doesn't look small to us. This project does not look small to us in any way. I invite any questions if you guys have any, or any comments.
Board members, any questions or queries?
I don't.
Well, thank you for your presentation, and shortly thank you for your charge. It's very nice.
Yep.
Visual.
We're just looking forward to doing the same thing we did before. Mm-hmm. We'll just build on with the success we had before and make it even better this time. Okay.
Thank you, gentlemen.
You bet.
Thank you.
Appreciate that. We moved up the time so you guys could have time to leave the meeting early for both of your presentations. So, managers,
yes, Mr. Chairman. So, obviously, myself and Micah and SCORE have experience working with both firms. Jacob's our engineer of record. They also designed the project. They're also on the SDC's engineering services during construction. We also have experience working with Coleman. Like Cody said, we had a successful project on the influent pump station. I think Cody might have been beating himself up a little bit more than he needed to there. A lot of those problems on the communication issue were mine. I didn't really understand the proper channels and the chain of command, and the contractor kind of took advantage of that. Not in a bad way, but we had a good relationship, so he'd come in and talk to me and go, hey, does this work? And I'd be like, sure, sounds good, do it. Well, that's supposed to run through them. And so they let me know about that, and we fixed it. So that was the issue that Cody's alluding to, and that was more of my inexperience and not knowing that the way it's supposed to go through construction. So I wouldn't discredit them on that. Me and Micah scored all, we had three proposals. We scored all three. We deemed them all qualified equally. And we just kind of picked out some things that we thought were big decision makers for us. So mainly the biggest one is we've talked about it at this board before about the benefits of having third party construction management. So you have a separate source to give you the straight and narrow. Now I've done a bunch of research on this, and there's a bunch of different people have different philosophies. Some people think you stick with the design engineer. They designed it. They know everything about it. It's easier. As VJ said, it's efficient. There's communication there. Some people have gotten burned by that. The design engineer made mistakes that their same firm covered up. Now, I'm not saying Jacobs would ever do that, but that has happened. And when you have a third party, that doesn't happen. Now so there's positives and negatives of both situations. We kind of looked at it from the third party standpoint, and our recommendation, if the board wants to go with a third party, would obviously be Coleman. We're 100% comfortable with them. We got a good project with them. We enjoyed working with them. And we do value that this is probably the biggest project. I don't know that for sure, but it's probably the biggest project in their wheelhouse right now. We appreciate that. Not to say that Jacobs doesn't appreciate every project that they get, but they are one of the big boys. And so we are not gonna be the biggest project in their wheelhouse. That doesn't mean it's less important. I'm not saying that, but I'm just, you know, from our standpoint, the way we looked at it and our opinion. So, you know, I hate to not really give you a strong recommendation here, but essentially if you guys, it's gonna have to be your decision whether or not you would like to go the design engineer route, which there's benefits of that, the efficiency, or did you wanna go the third party route, which there's benefits of that, and the having a third party unbiased opinion on what's going on with your project. We're comfortable with either one. I would, if you're not gonna upset me or Micah, we'll be happy either way. And I know that's not really fair to you guys because I'm not giving you a direction to go here. But I'm leaning on Commissioner Salvucci here, who has construction experience as a PM for large companies, and I'm leaning on former manager Scott Coach here, Commissioner Coach, to weigh in here because he knows on this stuff too. But I'm comfortable either way. And so it's kind of your guys' call on whether you want third party or you want design. I think me and Micah are both good either way.
Does the price come in to the equation?
So it's a negotiation. So we don't, this is not, first off, we don't know exactly what the total project's going to be, right? Because we have bid, we have base project, we have bid alternative 1, 2, and 3, mm-hmm. and they could come in base plus 1, 2, 3, base plus 1, base plus 3. You see the combinations. Mm-hmm. So we don't have a total project, so we don't know what they're officially going to manage yet. This would be a negotiation process. Myself and Micah would sit down with one of their reps and figure out a price, and then we would come back to you for an official award. Today, you're just going to authorize me to go into negotiations with one of these companies.
Just for background information, we're currently out to bid for the contractor to build the project, so we haven't received those bids yet. So that's what he was referring
to. That'll be on December 19th. We'll open the bids on December 19th for that.
And that'll play into part of this contract's cost.
Exactly.
So that's a negotiation.
So it'll be a negotiation. So we really don't have a cost to go by. Obviously, we could pick Coleman. I can negotiate with them. They could give me a cost that you guys weren't comfortable with. I could come back next month and say, hey, this is the cost. You guys want to award the contract? And you could say, no, I don't like that cost. Go negotiate with Jacobs. That's your right. Or vice versa.
You can't negotiate with, because it's kind of hard to say, with zero. I mean, maybe that's the way that it goes, but to have zero idea as far as price difference.
We have an idea. We have an idea of what the price should be, but you know, since we're going to negotiate, I'm not going to say that in this room.
Sure. I understand. Based on previous experience, would you say that as far as between the design build versus a third party, have you experienced previously that there would be a big cost difference between in general?
Usually there's not, no.
Scott, what's your opinion on this?
Well, first off, I want to say that this isn't like a regular bid, so low cost isn't the factor here. It's most qualified. Mm-hmm. So that's what we're looking at, is which firm we feel is better qualified to serve the project that we have in hand.
Okay.
And that's what we need to decide. And as Glenn alluded to, he'll go into negotiations with the firm that we say we wish to go with, and then the cost will be, because the project will be bid next month, right?
December 19th.
So we'll have a better understanding of what that cost is going to be. I'm with, you know, I just want to bring up, I think in the past, before I was appointed to the board made some comments that they would rather go with a third party other than the design build team. I wasn't in on that decision, so I can't say to it. If the board still wishes to do that, it makes it simple. You have one firm sitting here that's not on the design team. If not, then we just say, you know, which one do we feel is going to serve score the best at the point.
So who picks the third party? Do we pick the third party?
Coleman would be the third party.
Oh, gotcha.
Because they didn't design it, so okay. They're separate.
Oh, I see. So
Jacobs designed the upgrade project.
Okay. The three bids, these are the two we have about.
Okay.
And you can argue the fact, too, that Jacobs' construction management crew is a separate entity from the engineers.
And that's how they organize it in their structure and their company.
If you don't mind, I would like to address about this design mistakes. Please, honestly, if there's a design mistake, we would rather know during construction. Much easier to fix it. Mm-hmm. So our design construction management team is not going to say, oh, there is a design mistake, let's not discuss it. They first call, they will make it to me. It's much easier. For example, let's say I design a pump, I undersize it. Trust me, nobody can find it until we start the pump. However, if somebody can find it before we build it, we can easily change the impeller size and then get you the capacity you need. So please, we would like to know if there's a design mistake from day one. And we will be more than happy to admit it and fix it. I can promise you that.
Thank you.
Yeah.
All right.
This burying design mistake doesn't help anybody.
Yeah.
Okay. Yes.
My other thought is, you said that for, it's funny to talk about you guys by getting around.
It is.
That's their life.
That we're with Jacobs, not with Jacobs, I'm sorry, but with
Sandbell,
that were the, their bigger project. Have they done projects this big in the past?
They do. They have some projects that are in this neck of the woods, yes.
This big, bigger?
Bigger. Yeah, Chad can speak to that better.
For sure, bigger.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this, we just wanted to say you've got our attention. We certainly have plenty of experience bigger. This will not be close to our biggest contracts.
So we, I mean, Jacobs is a huge firm. That you know, and I'm not taking anything away from Jacobs. Like, they're an international monster in the engineering world. They are a huge firm.
So if something unique pops up, they've got people.
They've got 100 people that they're experts in that field. So they do have resources. That is the benefit of the huge firm. I think the benefit of the smaller firm is I can call and talk to the man. I have before during the hey Chad. You know, there's six dudes ahead of VJ, and I won't ever talk to VJ. I'll talk to somebody below VJ. So, you know, there's that personal touch that you get with a smaller company. It's just like anything else. You get a little bit more personal touch with a smaller company. You get more of the resources of a giant company like Jacobs. So it's just, like I said, I hate to do it. Micah was kind of mad at me for putting you guys in this position. But it's just, you guys have to decide what approach you wanted. I didn't want to make the decision for you. That was kind of my thought. I wanted you guys to make the decision.
Now, I'll give you my opinion.
Yes, sir.
I think either one of them are sufficient to perform the duties that they need to do for the project. It would be your decision because you two have to work with them.
Yep.
Yeah.
We're just signing checks. And I feel both of them are highly qualified, and I either one. I mean, I've been in the business for 25 years.
On the last project, he was too much involved. He doesn't have to be involved. It has to go through you guys. And then when it comes out in the nitty-gritty, you go to him. He's running the plant. He doesn't have time for you two.
Right?
Agreed.
Right. Yes, I mean, that's right. One thing.
I mean, that's why what happened last time, and that's why, and he made a mistake. He said he made that mistake. But we don't want him. Yeah. He's the last guy to go.
Yeah. That's the advantage you have because the buck stops at me.
Yeah.
So I can't put anybody else, and you have a bullet, one bullet to shoot, that's me.
So does Jacobs have one person that you would be dealing with, or if you call in with a problem, do you have to go through?
No, they would have a PM.
One person.
Same.
Okay.
But yeah, the advantage is if there's any problem, I can give you a quick example. We were digging the hole in another project. We found big bones. Okay, the contractor stopped the project immediately. And then now, when the contractor stops the project, there's $10,000 per hour in cost, all the equipment. So we called our person who does this, archaeologist, and he came within 2 hours, checked all the bones, wrote a report in 2 hours. In 4 hours, it was determined it was not a human bone, and work can proceed. So the cost to the owner was only $20,000. Because I came from a small company, as I said earlier, imagine if I have a small company, I have to call somebody else, it takes 2 days, and in the meantime, the contractor is on standby. So that's what I'm appealing is, we have the resources to back you up.
It's a tough one.
It's a really tough one.
I kind of agree with Scott. I mean,
I'll make the call if you want. We're very comfortable with Coleman. I'm just, you know, like personal relationships. I don't have them with. I have a personal relationship with Ted, who's our PM from Jacobs on the design time. And I love Ted. He's great. And I have a personal relationship with Steve, who's also on the design team. From their CM team, no personal relationship at all. Not saying I couldn't build a great one. I do have a personal relationship with Cody, and I do have a personal relationship with Chad and Jess, who was on this last project too. So if, you know, I know what I'm going to get from Coleman, and I'm good with it. I'm assuming I'm going to get a great project from Jacobs as well.
I think from the elected point of view, I think in my particular, just looking at it, the idea of a third party on any project is probably a valuable asset from the voter point of view, and certainly both are well qualified. But then it goes back to how do we respond to our folks that elected us in, and sometimes the idea of the third party conversation, it fits the voters a lot better than you know, design build, that kind of thing. And we've had this with the city and all kinds of different things. It's a quandary in a lot of respects, but at the same time, I think it works to the public. There's going to be problems in any project, no matter what it is. I mean, you know, especially when you dig deep in Oroville, you have no idea what you're going to find underneath.
Gold.
Yeah, that's for sure.
And that's the thing that always comes about, because I can tell you how many projects, you know, you run into, and it just, that way having the third party can open up the door. And I think of the project underground at the roundabout at Bridge and Montgomery Street. That ended up being a mess because we had a deep 80-foot hole in a failed culvert pipe, and it cost us about $150,000 overrun. But it had to be done on the weekend, otherwise the whole week would have slowed things down. So third party was the city of Oroville in that process and made some decisions on it. So it worked out better for the hole as far as the electric is, but it was more expensive. But you know, when you go underground, you never know what you're going to find.
Yep.
And I would lean toward the third party suggestion. And yeah, knowing both of you gentlemen, you've all done a wonderful job, and I wouldn't have a problem with any one of you, but from my perspective as a vote elected representative, the word third party helps.
I think it's whoever you're comfortable with, because because I'm licensed, even if I did something and then I caught it later, I would definitely not cover it up because I could compromise the license that I have. Mm-hmm. So it's really up to you. I mean, whoever you're comfortable with is who we should use. What do you think, Rich?
Oh yeah, it's up to them. I'm asking Michael, what you got anything to say?
Oh sure. You know, like Glenn said, we've worked with them both. They're great in scoring these proposals. We had a third member to complicate things even more, and they had a great proposal. And to be honest, if we didn't know these two firms, I think they would do the same thing. They would do a really good job. I went into the scoring of all three of those proposals with the information that we had talked about months ago about wanting to go third party. And based on the proposals and my review of them, I selected Coleman.
So yeah, if you want me to just pick one of the two, I'd pick Coleman. If you want me to decide who I'm comfortable with taking the project, I'm comfortable with both, but I'd pick Coleman if you wanted to pin me down.
Yeah, it's a huge project, and you two have to feel like that you can work with the people. So it's fine. Both companies are wonderful.
Yep.
But
and you know, the fact is you know, Jacobs is on SDC. They're gonna do the SCADA.
Oh yeah, the integration.
Integration. My mind was leaving me. They're going to do integration. You know, Jacobs is part of SCORE essentially. I mean, they've been here since the inception, so they're not going anywhere just because if we don't choose them tonight. And I'm sure you know they'll still give us great service in every capacity other than the CM if we don't choose.
Spread
them.
The wealth.
Mm-hmm. I'm totally good. If you guys
an engineering firm and
they're still in negotiation.
Yep, they're still. And that's the thing. If I bring back a number you guys don't like next month. Mm-hmm. I can call VJ, I can call Jacobs and say, hey, negotiations failed with Coleman. I'd like to start negotiations with you. So this is, you guys aren't awarding right now. You're just deciding who I get to negotiate with.
Okay.
Is that a motion?
Well, I think we're going to authorize manager Sturdivant to negotiate with you want to call him Coleman or
Sam Bell. I'm sorry. I keep calling him Coleman Engineering. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Sam Bell Engineering. My fault.
Do I hear a second to the motion?
Second.
Motion seconded to go with Sandell for the negotiation with manager Sturdivant. All those in favor, please.
We got to do a roll call on this one.
Okay.
Commissioner Mastellato.
Yes.
Commissioner Pittman.
Yes.
Commissioner Coach.
Yes.
Unanimous.
Gentlemen, thank you.
Thank you. Yeah,
thank you.
We really appreciate you. We are still committed to providing you great service. We respect your decision. Yeah.
Thank
and
you.
And best of luck.
Sorry,
nice meeting you. So yep. Thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you so much. Yeah. So yeah, again, we're committing to you. Okay.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Thank you, board.
Thanks, board.
All right. Thank you all.
Thank you.
All right, board. We're going to return back to our normal schedule to item number 9, which would be the adopt the final audit for fiscal year 2023-24.
Yes, Mr. Chair. So we sent that home with you guys last month for your review. If you have any questions, I can answer them now. And if I can't answer them tonight, I'll get the information and report back. But we're asking you guys to adopt the audit for the fiscal year.
I didn't have any questions at all.
No,
it looks good to me.
I'll make a motion to adopt the audit of the fiscal year 2023 through 2024.
2024.
Here, second?
Second.
Motion second, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed, so carry. Number 10, Resolution 10-24, Annual Resolution Authorizing the Investment of the Sewage Commission Orville Region Monies in the Local Agency Investment Fund, California Class, and Other Liquid Investments and Renew For Policy Number 3135.
Yes, Mr. Chair, so last month you guys had Jerry Legg come in and give you his presentation on class. We know that the Loepud has switched to class and they're liking it very much. I've talked to their manager several times about it and he likes it. Currently, and I'll bring up my spreadsheet so you guys can see the difference in the rates here. So, class was just made in 11 of '22, so that's as far back as their numbers go, but you can see at that time, in December of '22, Leif's rate was 2.07, class was 4.0168. You can see the differences over here on the right in green. So, they've gotten closer, obviously, and Jerry told us that last month, that they're closer. And that's only 2.242% difference, but when you're talking about investing the kind of money that SCORE has in, right now in capital, that's a significant difference in actual dollars. The other advantage of class over Leif is that they, it compounds every month rather than quarterly, so you can make a little extra money there. Now, I know Commissioner Coates and me had talked about this, and he made me aware, and I understand it's a large responsibility for the manager at this point, because now, rather than just investing in Leif and just leaving it, I have to look and make sure that I'm on top of it and which one's the better investment at the time, so I gotta keep, you know, so I'm literally, we'll be managing the money. If Leif's hired, it'll be in Leif, if class is hired, it'll be in class.
With a class, we can move it, so each month, if we figure the other one's better, we can move it back.
Yeah, that's great.
So, that is a responsibility that I would bear, and I'm willing to bear that. We just did some preliminary numbers, and, you know, like, this month, it would have been a $3,000 more gain to be in class rather than Leif. We did it since the inception of class, now, this is crying over spilled milk, so it doesn't matter, but it was something like $2.9 million. We'd have more if we were in class since 11/22 rather than in Leif. So, it's significant. This is a once-in-a-lifetime position that SCORE's in, to have this kind of capital to invest. I'd like to capitalize on it as much as possible. The other liquid investments, we just had to add that in there because the state releases a list of government-approved investments for small government agencies, so we added that and we'll update that yearly with that list. But we would not invest in anything other than class or Leif without coming to you guys and asking for permission to do that. And I have no thought that I'm some investor guy, I'm just gonna look at one number and go, this is better than that one, boom, so. So anyways, that's where we're at with it. We're asking you guys to approve the ability to go to class. We think it's a good thing. We think SCORE can make a little extra money on it.
What questions?
I just have one question.
Yes, ma'am.
As far as how it compounds monthly. So is there a certain day a month that you have to look at both of them and change it? Or do you have some flexibility on that?
I believe we would look at the last day of the month.
Okay.
And then, because it's, the 30-day yield is the previous 30 days.
Okay.
And then that's when I would choose.
Okay.
So it's easy to work with?
Yeah.
It seems very easy to work with, yeah, and that was kind of what I was talking to Manager Goyer over at Loepud with, is just, because I don't want to get myself in over my head with something that I don't completely understand. I mean, I'm a wastewater plant guy, right? I'm not an investment guy, so I didn't want to be in anything that was gonna be hard or that I could risk screwing up SCORE's finances, so that's not the case.
All right.
Prison's not a nice place.
No. If you need to leave, go ahead. Mike has gotta go, he's got stuff going on.
So I'll make a motion for Resolution 10-24 and the new SCORE policy number 3135.
I'll second that.
All those in favors?
Roll call.
Oh, roll call, excuse me.
Commissioner Mastalato?
Yes.
Commissioner Pittman?
Yes.
Commissioner Coates?
Yes.
All right, thank you all. The next item, 11, Standby Policy and Certification Pay, Revised Policies Number 2711and 2800.
Yes, Mr. Chairman, so we brought We brought the policies and for this, and I've compiled some financials that Commissioner Thompson asked for last month. So those are on the TV. I don't know if you can see those. I'll zoom this a little bit more if you need it. Not quite that much, so we can see the whole thing. So I kind of made a worst case scenario here for SCORE. I would say a worst case scenario. So I'll just start at the top here. So currently, we'll start with CERT pay. As far as CERT pay, we only have two guys currently that would get it. Mitchell Maxwell would get it, and Josh Sorensen would get it. And the difference here at SCORE, this is based on current certifications that guys have. The difference here at SCORE right now would be the total of these two, which is $3,577.60. That's what it would cost SCORE currently to increase, to put this CERT pay policy into practice right now. Now, I put in a maximum of 3 certs. I came here with the thought that you guys might wanna say, nope, 1 cert, 2 certs, whatever. But I put in the policy that they could only accrue 3 extra certs. I did this chart here based on all 6 operators, that's 5 in the operation staff and the lead operator. If they were all to go get 3 certs, which I doubt that would happen, but it's possible. The total annual cost right now, based on today's rates, for all 6 operators to go get 3 certs each would be a $45,676.80 increase to SCORE's budget. Like I said, that would be a worst case scenario for SCORE financially. If you guys didn't like 3 certs, we can drop it to 2 certs. If you wanted only 1 cert, we can drop it to 1 cert.
What's the typical time frame for getting a 1 cert?
So, I mean, it depends on which cert. I'll just use a lab tech cert, for example, because Commissioner Coach held that certification while he was here, and so he knows, and he can correct me if I'm wrong. It's about a 6-month course. You pay, and this would be on them to pay, because they're going to reap the benefit of it. So they would pay, and it gives them basically a 6-month window to take a test. They get all the study materials, and if they can pass the test in that 6 months, then they'll get that right. Certification. If they can't, then they got to pay for the course again, and that right. gives them another 6-month window to pass it. Now, obviously, if they were to go to get a Class A, that's a way harder thing to go get, right. and way more of an investment for them, way more restrictive on their personal life. So I don't think many of them will do that. We do have one, Josh Sorensen, who has it currently. And Mitch actually has a Class B as well, but we didn't really discuss top paying for a Class B. So I would say around 6 months to get a cert. If they were going to get a grade 4, which is, you know, like a grade above their grade 3 requirement, depending on the person, that could, you know, like when I was a grade 3, I failed it the first time I took it. So it took me 2 cycles, so it took me like a year to get it.
That's based on time of service.
Yeah, yes. You have to have a certain amount of time in the job, which none of these guys currently qualify for that, because right. They've all been here not long enough.
So it's not an easy...
It's not an easy... Course. No, they wouldn't be able to go down and right. spend an afternoon and $6 and go earn themselves another $7,000 a year. That's right. That's not the case. Now, my thought process on this is actually that we could save money in the long run by having guys do stuff that we'd contract out currently. So I would be encouraging them to get like IT certs, some of the pump mechanic certs that they have, that type of thing that would benefit SCORE. That's why we left in there to manager's discretion, so they can't just be like, I got a shoe tying cert and I want money. You know, so... My mind is that in the long, even though this number is big, 45,000 potentially, I believe we could save money in the real world by encouraging these guys to go get these certs. But that is a substantial amount of money to that we could potentially have to pay out. But it also puts us on the level with most of the hourly wages at that time. So if they got 3 certs at $1.22 an hour, that's $3.66 an hour. Currently, our guys top out at $48. Chico pays their guys $51. So with all the certs, they basically equal Chico's hourly rate. Now, we have better medical than Chico, like I said last month, so I'm not saying these guys are behind Chico in net benefits or gain here. But it wouldn't be, my point is, if they got it up to there, they wouldn't have some hourly rate that our customers or fee payers could see. They'd be like, why are we paying them this when everybody right. else is paying? So it would just right. be comparative to everybody else in the industry, essentially.
But if they did get the certs, it'd be also be a benefit.
Oh, 100%. 100% it would be a benefit to SCORE. Yeah, right. I'm not trying to throw free money at them by no means. Right. You know, I want this to be a benefit for SCORE that, you know, we pay for, but it overall benefit to SCORE.
Yeah, I'm all in favor of. I think that, you know, you invest in your people, they reap the support. You know, nothing you can't replace that sense from your people. And I know that currently they, from what you communicate, there's a high morale with the guys, with the crew, guys and girls. But like you said, especially if it's manager's discretion with some of these things, like we already got two of those. You know, if you get one, we don't need that.
Yep.
But if you get this one,
yep,
that would benefit.
And that's where I felt like we would do. We'd kind of spread it out and be like, hey, he's already a pump mechanic. Right. He's this. Why don't you go do the IT stuff, yeah, or
that
whatever.
That would absolutely. I'd be 100% in favor of that.
So that's the cert pay part of it. I'll go to the standby pay. The standby pay, we were paying $15 a day. Our thought process was to give them 1 hour of straight pay. For this number here, we kind of used an average between the four guys that we have currently that are in the on-call. We have two at one rate and two at another rate, and that averaged out to be about $45, a little over $45, which takes the current cost. Right now, currently it costs SCORE $5,475 for the year to have somebody on call. And this would bump it up to a $15,000 on call or a standby call charge for SCORE. So total, if you were to approve these, both of these, worst case scenario, were somewhere around $61,000 extra on SCORE's annual budget. Immediately tomorrow, though, if you were to approve this, we're about $20,000 up on SCORE's budget, because this one, the straight time or the standby pay would be effective immediately, and the two guys that already have certifications above their level here, Josh and Mitch, would get their money effective immediately too.
Is your standby pay considered overtime?
No. No, it's just a flat, like, so right now they just get a flat rate. Fee, gotcha. And then we don't pay PERS on it. Because it's right. Not. So that's kind of one of the reasons why we call it standby pay and right. We don't call it overtime or whatever, because you end up accruing different costs that you weren't expecting. Right. And so we didn't want to do any of that. So this won't affect, they don't get, like, in this, oh, let me back up a little bit. Cert pay does not go to their overtime rate either. Mm-hmm. That's strictly on their 80 hours of every 2 weeks, they right. get that extra. So gotcha. If they work overtime, it doesn't go on there. It doesn't okay. change their hourly rate for right. overtime.
I think it's a nice incentive, both of them.
Yeah, I think it's more than fair when yeah. you look at what you're looking at, what you're requesting. You know, short of putting down a residential unit here and having to live in.
Yeah.
We did have, and I don't want to forget to mention, the Thermalito Water Sewer Board discussed this at their meeting yesterday, and they want it to be fair. They want it to be fair for all the operators. So their only concern was if one guy's a step seven and making $48, you know, as his base rate, and the other guy's a step one and he's making $32 as his base rate, they're making the same sacrifice at home to not be with their wife and kids, but they're getting a different rate down here at the plant. While I see that point, my retort to that would be the guy that's getting paid more is worth more. He's been here longer and he's got more experience, and he'll probably get the problem down here fixed quicker than the other sure. guy. Not always, but you know, yeah. that would be my retort. But if you guys are of like of mind, opinion of that, then we can use a flat rate. We don't have to tie it to a rate of pay, you know, gotcha. Their hourly yeah. rate. We could just say we'll give them $45.
I agree with what you said about guys that are, you know, they're getting paid more for a number of reasons. They're here all day. And they're getting paid for that day, time with their family. You know, so there's that. It pays to be have your time in and all that. There's, you know, it rolls over yep. in many ways. So.
And just to be honest, you know, all these guys will be step seven in like 3 or 4 years, anyways.
Yeah.
So they'll all make the same rep. But I just wanted to, you know, it was brought to my attention by the Thermalito board members, and I, you know, I needed to say that and let you guys know that was what they were thinking. So.
Okay. Any questions?
I think this is great.
Entertain a motion.
I think it's a roll call one, right?
This would be a okay, roll call for sure. Yep.
You need to have a motion first.
Yeah. Motion. Is there a motion to
make a motion?
There's a motion. Any second?
I'll second.
All right, second for this SCORE policies 2711 and 2800. Roll call, please.
Yes, Commissioner Mastalato.
Yes.
Commissioner Pittman?
Yes.
Commissioner Coach?
Yes.
Unanimous.
All right, thank you for that presentation, and thank you for doing the work to put this together for the staff here. I mean, it's important.
Oh, they were elated. The fact that you guys brought this up, they were more than appreciative. They were just like, what? They're trying to make it better for us and we didn't ask for it? I go, yeah, you got a good board. I told her, I said, you got a good board. You know, you guys should be appreciative, so.
Item number 13 is attorney's report.
Yes, so we have Russ on here. Let me get this.
Hello, Russ. Can you hear us?
Nope, we can't hear you.
We can't hear you yet.
You can't hear me because I was muted. Sorry about that.
Welcome, hey, Russ.
Good
evening. How are you today?
Russ Hildebrand, stepping in for Ryan tonight. I have no report. The legal team continues to work with staff on their what legal issues you have. Compliment you on a good meeting. It's always great when the attorney never has to say anything, so I'll shut up and let you get on with it.
Russ, I do have one question, only because it was asked of me. Was there a hearing today considering this case in the court here in Orrville, or yesterday?
I do not know.
Okay, fair enough.
Someone else is handling that.
I appreciate that. I'm only asking because I was asked of that, and I don't know. I don't follow the court, so yeah.
Yeah. No, I don't know.
Well, and I think that we all know because it was filed in the court that everybody here got a copy of the what is it called? Pleadings? Is that what it was?
Yeah.
Document? Yeah. So we're all aware of it.
It's public record too.
Yes, public record, exactly. And Glenn,
Ryan didn't mention anything to me, so I don't know.
Okay. Well, I had inquired about it, and then Glenn said we should give it to all the board members, and I certainly agree with that. Yeah. All right. Thank you all. Appreciate that. Thank you. Stay dry. Huh?
Yeah.
Number 14, manager's report.
Yes, Mr. Chairman. So we've gone over most of the stuff on my manager's report here, but I'll get to the stuff that we haven't. So funding, myself and Micah Salcy, Plant Supervisor Salcy, attended a presentation by iBank, which is another state of California funding entity. I think it's worth further investigation. So I know we've been talking about SRF as far as a loan here, and we're going through the SRF process and all that stuff. But I do think that it is worth another look at iBank. They have a little bit higher rates, but they have shorter terms. There's some advantages. SRF is, you know, they reimburse. So the contractor does work, they bill you, you pay the contractor, you send in a bill to this SRF, they reimburse. iBank, you go, I got a $30 million project, we're gonna build it, they loan you $30 million. You can put it in the bank and make interest on it while you're holding it to pay out. So there's advantages. I don't know. I'm not saying I recommend that we go to iBank over SRF. I'm just letting you guys know that I would like a little leeway to spend my time and energy figuring out what would be the best way to go for score on the, if we were to take a loan.
So if we do draws on a loan, don't we just pay the interest on the money that we've drawn? Where we get the whole three?
I think on the SRF, no. I think they set up your payment schedule from jump, and you're paying that debt service payment for 30 years every month.
Oh, you're paying...
Or it's an annual pay, but...
You're paying interest on the full amount?
Yeah.
Okay.
But I'll get you all exact details on all that stuff when the time comes.
Okay.
The other part of this, though, that we are going to have to think about and address is... It doesn't matter which fund we get a loan from. They both need the JPA agreement to extend out for the length of that loan. So if it's a 30-year term, then you guys are gonna have to go back to your individual boards and get them to vote to open up the JPA agreement. Now we can categorize that and say we're only going to open up the length of time. We're not going to mess up with any or mess with any of the details of the agreement, so you guys don't have to worry about the principles of the agreement changing. We would just need to extend that time to cover the entirety of the loan because they want to make sure that score doesn't dissolve and their money walks away.
Yeah, that's understandable.
So we will have to do that regardless which way you guys want to go. So that was my funding update. City of Oroville update. We had a JPA meeting with LAFCO on the 6th. Brian was here. Brian Ring, the city administrator, was here. Great input. We are working on doing a JPA-wide policy on ADUs as well. We're kind of using that as our first example to LAFCO on how we can work together and come up with a JPA-wide policy. They seem to be really happy with the direction that we're going, LAFCO, that is. We are working currently with them on a mutual aid agreement that we'll use in the JPA, and I think that we are going to satisfy their desire for consolidation without consolidating. Same thing, had the same Thermalito water sewer, Jamie Boucher and Chris Heindel, they were here. Same thing, very productive meeting with some good insights. And same thing with Loepud. Met with Dave and Vince, both came over and contributed heavily to the direction that we're heading and the discussion. So that's about all I have to report on your individual agencies and my dealings with them in this last month. So that's it for me, unless you guys have any questions.
Short question about our measurement tools for the flows. Everything working? I know we have some.
Yep. Work. Yep. No, that flow meter's been awesome since we put it in and got it hooked up. So okay. Everything's good.
That's the new one.
Yep. That's the Rosemount. Rosemount. Emerson Rosemount. Yes. And that's what we have in at the inflow pump station. Yep. That's what's going to go in everywhere else.
I just want to make sure we're getting good numbers because with this storm, we're probably going to get some.
It's going to go up. Yeah, for sure. It's going to go up.
And not until dry creek starts filling.
Yeah, we got a couple days probably, but.
I don't know. I saw on my end it was looking pretty good already.
It's pretty high already.
Appointments.
Yeah, we're scheduled out. We got obviously tonight we didn't put anybody in the schedule, but tomorrow night somebody will be here all night. Friday night somebody will be here all night. I just my approach is I just schedule them. I don't.
Yeah.
I don't want them sitting at home chomping at the bit. Am I going to have to go to work? Am I not? I just. Yeah. I know it sucks to not be with your wife and kids tonight, but.
I think this.
You got to come down. Sleep.
They don't sleep. Yeah.
Well, they don't sleep. They stay up all night.
You don't sleep. Trust me, you don't sleep.
No. Yeah, they're running. They're running. It's a busy. When it really starts getting after it, it's.
You're on your toes.
It's fun. I mean, for me, I always kind of enjoyed it. It's there's a lot of stress that goes with it and a lot of pressure that goes with it. But I always kind of felt like, I'm the quarterback and there's 2 minutes left. Let's go win this thing. That's the way I kind of feel like it. Yeah. And that's the way I kind of try to preach to them. It's like, you guys make your money in the wintertime. Like, in the summertime, it's a cool job, yada, yada. Yeah. In the wintertime, we save the community from bad things. That's when you make your money,
Because this plant's not fully automated yet, you're constantly moving. You're checking pumps, you're checking control systems.
It's just a lap.
You just start and
your levels are going up.
Because if anything breaks in the chain, you got to catch it right off the bat because you got downstream adjustments that need to be made to capture whatever problems it's made for you. So they're working. I mean, they're it's not fun. When I get here the next day, they'll be like, they'll be worn out.
And they're writing notes the whole time so that the next person knows exactly
what happened. But that's when they earn their money. That's when and I'm not joking. That's when they are saving this community from bad things happening.
And saving you.
Yes. Yeah, that's for sure.
I'm implemented here for getting more money on standby. So,
it's a good example. It's a great example.
Yeah.
Tomorrow will be the day. 4 inches tomorrow.
Yep.
Yeah.
So that's all I got on the manager's report.
I'll be sleeping.
I know. One day I'll get there.
I keep bringing that up, but they started digging yet.
I spent a lot of night down here.
More than me, that's for sure.
I always brought that up.
Were you
here?
25.
Yeah. It's a cold
day. Obviously, we don't have any visitor callbacks. I'm 15. 16. Commissioner staff reports.
I do too.
Let's start with the
phone. But I've been watching that project.
Yeah. Russell, I have a quick question. So. That's all out to the public. The lawsuit is that's public knowledge now.
Right.
So our closed session meeting.
Well, the only thing that can be talked about is what's in that filing that was emailed to you.
Right. Which is pretty.
It's pretty much all of it. But I legally have to tell you the only thing that can be talked about is what is in that document. Okay. And the reason I emailed you guys all that is because I didn't want you to think that the mayor was right. being inappropriate, talking about things, you know, that right. you guys considered only closed session. So right. I was like, no, I wanted you all to know that, hey, it's on the street. Here it is. So. Right.
But there's still a lawsuit and there's still litigation that will happen. So
100%.
Which we haven't been informed of yet. Yeah. But once we are, it's still closed.
And I got a call actually from a reporter. And I, that's what I told her. I said, we're in active litigation. And so I gave her Ryan's email and Ryan's firm's phone number. And I said, you want to talk about wastewater? Ask me anything you want. I'll tell you. You want to talk about the litigation? Call the lawyer.
Should have invited her down for a plant tour.
Yeah, I should have. Really? Should have invited her tomorrow. Come down tomorrow.
Come on down. Yeah.
I check the Superior Courts daily to see what's going on, who has things filed and stuff, just because it's good to know.
Yeah, sure.
All right. Anything on me?
No.
All right, Commissioner Savory, comments. We'll start over here with you. Anything to tell us?
Nope, I'm good.
Okay. Scott?
I'm good.
Scott?
Nope.
I'm good. All right. I guess we're ready for adjournment, folks.
Next meeting,
chairman will adjourn the meeting until the next regular board meeting to be held on Tuesday, December 17th at 11 a.m.
It's the Christmas luncheon.
Happy holidays to everyone, all right?
Yeah.
Yep. Sweet.
Thank you.
Safe.
Thank you.
Thanks for a great meeting,
sir. Appreciate it.
Bye now.
So after they gather all the figures and they add